Brown Road Massacre by Elmer Weems. After school in late September, the neighborhood boys flock, like crows spying carrion, and gleefully harass the spawning salmon assembled under the Brown Road Bridge that crosses Street Creek, just below the old Caribou Trail ford. Perhaps in the long ago, Indians set their willow branch traps here and hung the day's catch on drying racks on the banks of the shallow gully, joyfully harvesting nature's plenty while preparing for the winter. So it wasn't their parents' fault that the boys threw stones and jabbed the writhing, trapped salmon with sticks from both sides of the bridge. Fish escaping the gauntlet, fleeing to the muddy shallows upstream, are intercepted by the bully boy, who inflicts more punishment with hard kicks and boulders, and tosses the subdued salmon onto the stream's grassy south shore. So it wasn't my dad's fault that Ray and I drifted downstream from our barn at milking time, attracted by the bad boy's clamor, to watch the slaughter of our salmon from the vantage of a knoll on the north side of the stream that we share with old man Rotash, whose dairy farm across Brown Road stretches almost to the Vedder River. So it must have been Rotash, with the only telephone around, who called the police to complain, who arrived surreptitiously as the boys mutilated the beach salmon. After school in late September, the Mennonite boys that flock, gleefully harassing spawning salmon under the Brown Road Bridge, get arrested. And late in the night's quiet and the morning's gathering light, schools of salmon assemble under the Brown Road Bridge, feeling the future of their demise, drawn by their longing and ardent desire, before swimming upstream to find a mate and release in slippery, smooth gravel.